Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Walking with the Lord for these decades now, never have I had the Lord tell me, whoa, whoa, now back off. You're thinking too big. You're whoa, now you're reaching out too much. Never. Amen. Never. I have had him ask me several times, is that all? No. Sometimes I had to say, well, that may be all I can believe for right now. But if you'll help me, I'll come up. Amen. Is he not able and willing to do exceeding abundantly above all we asked or thought according to power that's working in us? What kind of power? Part of it's desire. Hunger. Say it out loud. God can do much more than this. Say it stronger. God can do much more than this. We're talking about everything he's done in your life, everything he's done in ours, everything he's done in this church. Say it again. God can do much more than this. Much more than this. Much more. What did he say? Greater things than these. You'll see. And we say, amen, so be it. Greater things than what we've seen. Much, far greater. I get excited when I get to thinking about it because I sense it in my spirit. And I know it's not just talk. It's not just hype. It's happening. It's happening. You and I are going to do some shouting in this place about the things the Lord has done for us. Amen. Megas shouting. Lots of shouting. Hallelujah. Jesus came by. He said, will you be made whole? Now, what's a normal response for a question like that? And you know, the two blind men that came crying out to him, and he said, do you believe I'm able to do this? What was their response? Yes. Yes, Lord. He asked this man, will you be made whole? What would you think the response would be? Yes, yeah. Yeah. Can you help me? Yeah. But that was not the response. Was it?
No.
What did he say? He said, sir, I don't rightly know who you are, but the deal is, you see, I ain't got nobody to help me. I have no man. Oh, friend, there's a whole series right here. I have no man. I don't have anybody. Because you see, I'm all crippled up like this. You can see it says impotent. That means without strength. Every time that water moves, how many believe he told Jesus the story? Okay, he probably told it how many times? When they're sitting out there under the porches all day long, you know, I imagine they told some stories. Yeah. Oh, 38 years he'd been like this, 38 years. He said, yeah, I remember back in 1954, we was out here, and man, that water troubled, and I was this close, but that old rascal, John Thomas, jumped in right before me. I mean, he splashed probably 2 milliseconds before I hit. Because, you know, he had his second cousin out there helping him. And that big rascal just virtually threw him in. And then, you know, in 62, we were out there. And that fellow, you know, he cheated because he had 1 foot already in the pool. There ain't no way I could move that quick because you see I'm crippled. How many know what I'm talking about? You know how some folk, you ask them about their problem and you better have brought your lunch with you because they're going to give you all the Latin names and all experimental drugs. Somebody said, well, you're making fun. No, listen, it's a problem because their faith is highly developed in the problem. I've seen people could talk to you all afternoon about their problem, couldn't tell you 2 scriptures on healing in the Bible. Amen. You see where their focus has been. Yeah. They think about it. They talk about it. They meditate on the disease all the time. And that's, you're going to stay that way and get worse. Amen. Sir, I don't have anybody to help me. And this is what he believes. He believes that the lack of somebody, somebody to help him, is why he doesn't have what he wants. There are many, many, many Christians who believe that in some form or fashion. They either believe that they're not where they should be because people didn't help them, people didn't support them, people weren't there for them, or they believe somebody's in their way.
Yeah.
Well, if old so-and-so wasn't working over there, I'd already have that supervisor job. Well, if old so-and-so wasn't in the church there, I'd already be a deacon. They're in my way. Now, here's one you hear a lot. Well, they won't acknowledge my ministry over there.
Yeah.
They won't give place to my ministry. They won't acknowledge my ministry. And so without saying it, the implication is, so I can't do the ministry I'm called to because Brother Keith won't give me a place. Or whoever.
Right.
Is that true?
That was
weak. Let me tell you, the answer is no, that is not true. Hold your place here. Go to Joshua. Well, they won't notice me. They don't acknowledge my call. They don't acknowledge, my husband won't acknowledge my gift. It's holding me back. Are you sure? It's a handy excuse. Did you hear me? They won't give my ministry place. In Joshua, I want you to notice something in the first chapter. This is a real problem in churches and ministries everywhere. I've run across it for years and years and years. People believing this lie in some form or fashion. Either they don't have the proper help. People won't get behind me. People won't support me. People won't help me do my project. I've been trying to get support for my project for 25 years and nobody will hook up with me and nobody will help me do my project. Well, did it ever occur to you that maybe you ought not do that project?
Right.
Well, God's called me to be a missionary to China and I've been trying to get there for 15 years and I can't get there. Let me tell you something, brother, sister. If God wants you in China, He can put you in China. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
His hand is not shortened.
Hallelujah.
No. People make excuses. This guy's laying here making excuses. I don't have a man. And nobody's helping me like they're supposed to. I told that grandboy of mine to be down here every day, but he won't help me. He's always off doing something else. And I told my brother and he won't help me. And my pastor, he ain't called on me enough either. Never blame anybody for your failure to receive. Because we don't live in a covenant where only a few people have access to God. We live in a new and better covenant than the old, where they will all know God from the least to the greatest. Somebody born again 2 minutes can come boldly before the throne of grace. Get mercy and find grace to help. Amen. Anybody can believe God. He'll hear anybody's prayer of faith. In this new covenant, you don't have to go through men to get to God, just only one man.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Isn't that what 1 Timothy said? There is one God. One. And one, how many? One mediator between God and men. The man. The man. Do we have a man?
Yeah.
Can we say we don't have a man?
No.
We got a man.
Yeah.
The man.
Yeah.
Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
That's all the man you need.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
And if you believe that, and if you... he that has ears to hear it, friend, God's talking to some folk. Don't say, well, I don't like what Brother Keith said. Brother Keith didn't say this. I'm telling you, the Lord's saying this. Take it to heart. Do not believe these lies because it chokes people. It chokes marriages. It chokes families because you got people year after year. They may not say it, but secretly they're blaming somebody for what I don't have or where I'm not at.
Yeah.
Huh? Man, if I didn't have all that dead weight behind me holding me back,
yeah.
It's a lie.
Amen.
I said, it's a lie.
Yeah.
Let me read you the truth. Joshua 1. Are you there?
Yes.
Joshua 1:5. Look at this. What'd that man say? I hadn't got a man. I have no man. I don't have anybody that'll help me. Joshua 1:5. Listen to this. Make this your own. The Lord told, how many of you believe this, the Bible's God talking to you?
Yeah.
He told Joshua and he told me and he told you. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you.
Hallelujah.
I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and of a good courage.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He goes on. But do you believe that part?
Yes, sir.
That if you trust God and you put your faith and your eyes on Him and you obey Him, there is no man or no woman who tries to interfere with you, who ignores you. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
That can stand between you and the success of God's plan for your life.
Amen.
Don't believe those lies. Because they can rob you. They can rob you of half your life or more. Sitting around waiting till somebody recognizes you. Waiting till somebody acknowledges your gift and gives you special play. That's like the man waiting around the pool.
Yeah.
Right? You can do that for 38 years.
Yeah.
And be no closer to it than when you started. Or you can get your eyes off of men and women.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I mean all men and women. And get them on Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. The man who is your man.
Yeah.
And in your corner.
Yeah.
And he told you, he said, I've set an open door before you. What?
Hallelujah.
Ain't no man can close it. And you say, if the Lord wants me over there, He is well able to put me over there.
Amen.
And I'm expecting it. And I'm standing. And I don't care who knows me or don't know me or is for me or against me. None of that. No man can stand before me completing the will of God if I'll believe it.
Amen.
And not believe lies.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Man at the Pool of Bethesda, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R926. That's R926. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God who gives me the victory.